Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. A little later this week, we all have an opportunity to express our love to the one who matters most. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen cooking up something special for Valentine's Day is a wonderful way to say you care.
Yep, of course. Making Valentine's Day dinner is great. And we do this sort of every year as we talk through the whole thoughts of using what are considered aphrodisiacs for your dinner.
A subtle way to bring
things around. Or,
right.
You know, aphrodisiacs are interesting. There's two sort of rules that sort of define them. The rule of rarity, you know, which is things like caviar and foie gras and things that are just hard to come by have always been sort of somehow perceived as aphrodisiacs, possibly because they sort of show the person you're with that you're willing to go the extra mile to bring something over that you care so much about them that they're all excited about it. And of course, there's the rule of the visual appearance of things.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, can be very suggestive. Things like asparagus, which, you know, obviously...
I can't imagine what
it is. Exactly. Or even the oyster, with how it looks, would be certainly considered an aphrodisiac. The only true aphrodisiac, or at least we think scientifically, is chocolate, which we'll talk about at the end, because it's always fun to have that as the finale for your Valentine's Day dinner. But I am very excited about oysters, and we talked about them, you know, a couple weeks ago, and caviar. And the thing is, caviar, which certainly would follow the rule of rarity, has always been so expensive and hard to sort of get. But now with this entire West Coast market, there's a lot of sturgeon farms out there.
Mm-hmm.
And this farm-raised American sturgeon caviar is super high quality for very little money.
Really? Wow.
I've done blind tastings, and here's what I can tell you. The imported versions are always more intensely flavored and have sort of a way higher briny sort of component to them. But in blind tastings, the American palate actually prefers the slightly more mild American sturgeon version because it is such, it's just that. Because the intensity of sort of the foreign caviars are almost a little off-putting at times to people who don't eat them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So save the money, go online, grab a little like 1 ounce container of American sturgeon caviar and just put a little on top of each one of your shucked oysters. Open a bottle of champagne, and that is sort of really a great way to get dinner going.
And caviar is the only sauce you need for those oysters.
That's right. I mean, the oysters, especially this time of year, have a wonderful briny complexity to them. So the caviar just kind of boosts that a little bit. The acidity and the champagne and the salt go very well together.
What's next?
I think soup is kind of overlooked. And there's an entire sort of conversation about how root vegetables, certainly things like parsnips or carrots, might have an aphrodisiac quality, of certainly because of the way they look. But what a great way to sort of start a meal is to do sort of a parsnip carrot soup, finely pureed, super silky, you know, to get that lovely texture going. And that's a great way to start a first course.
And so sweet and full of wonderful flavor.
Exactly.
A great combination.
Beef is considered an aphrodisiac, especially sort of because of the manliness of going out in the old days and killing an animal to get it. And of course, a little piece of foie gras on top would never hurt anyone.
That's
but
right.
Grilling just a tenderloin, which is like my least favorite cut, except on a day like today where it's perfect.
Right,
because you do it rare and have fun. And
that's
then
right.
Ending with chocolate. And don't make it tough. I would recommend just a glass of beautiful hot cocoa, maybe spiked with a little Baileys, to finish off the evening, and some chocolate cookies, and you're done.
I think it kind of nudges things in just the right direction.
I agree.
Well, thanks for all the suggestions.
We'll put some recipes
we'll
up for guys
to put
make
it on the
dinner.
Website. Yeah. Go look at it, folks. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.